President Bush's proposal for major immigration reform is being greeted with skepticism by many immigrants who are already in this country. Under the president's proposal announced yesterday, those who came here illegally would be given temporary legal status if they have a job. They'd be permitted to travel back and forth to their home countries, and would-be immigrants would be allowed to enter the U.S. if they had jobs lined up. NPR's Brian Naylor spoke with immigrants today in a Washington, D.C. neighborhood, and he has this report.
A half a dozen mostly Latino immigrants sit in the sparsely furnished waiting area of the Ayuda Legal Clinic in Adams Morgan, the heart of Washington, D.C.'s burgeoning Latino community. Most are understandably reluctant to talk to a reporter because of their immigration status. A middle-aged grandmother from El Salvador, though, is quite willing to share her thoughts on the president's proposal. She says she watched Mr. Bush on TV.
Una cosa política. Porque él le prometió a los cubanos cuando él estaba en campaña para...
I think it's politics. When he was campaigning for the presidency, he promised Cubans a lot of things. And now he's doing the same thing. He's just playing games with us. Why? Because he wants to be reelected. It's not fair. We come here to do the jobs the Americans don't want to do.
The president acknowledged that point in his speech, proposing what he called a temporary worker program that will match foreign workers to American jobs when, as he put it, no Americans can be found to fill the jobs. Roger, a resident alien here legally, also from El Salvador, says the president's proposal won't likely do much to stem the northward flow of people from his country and others in Central America.
La verdad que algunos de mis amigos pues no se interesan mucho en esto de lo que dice el presidente, ¿no? Que siempre
The truth is that people in El Salvador don't pay much attention to these political speeches because they always want to come to the United States. They all want to come here, whether it is with a visa or crossing the border illegally. This is their last option if there are no jobs at home.
Another man in the legal clinic, wearing a black ski cap and heavy winter jacket, says the plan won't be much of an inducement for those here illegally to sign up because it allows them to stay legally just 6 years.
¿Cuál es el objetivo? ¿Cuál es el beneficio de la persona que va a tener por 6 años y luego lo echan a su país, me entiende?
What's the objective? What's the benefit? If it's only 6 years and then they send you back to your country, I think it's better to stay here illegally. It might be better or it might be worse, but I won't have to run the risk and worry about being sent back again in 6 years. So I'm not sure what Bush's thinking is.
Thousands of miles from Washington, D.C., on the West Coast, a different view. Father Luis Konjerski runs a halfway house in Tijuana. It's for migrants who have found themselves stranded at the Mexico-U.S. border. Many have been deported from the U.S. and are trying to get back in. Others have been robbed while waiting to cross. Konjerski says migrants don't want to live in the U.S. forever. They want to work a while, save some money, and then build a home back in Mexico.
Seguramente el migrante mexicano le gustaría ir a trabajar a Estados Unidos con más seguridad, ¿no?
Of course, Mexican immigrants would like to work in the United States under better circumstances, both to get better salaries and have assurances that they would not be deported.
What exactly the president's temporary worker program looks like, whether workers will be allowed to stay for 6 years, will in the end be determined by what Congress does with the legislation. And if the president hopes this will help him and his party with Latino voters, it's clear he still has a selling job ahead. Brian Naylor, NPR News.